Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, it's the Ring of Honor post show, also the Impact Wrestling post show. Definitely stick around after that. It's your boy Righteous Reg, your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster. Joined today, shout out to the homegirl Kate, who is on vacation. So the homeboy SP3's here in the building to help out with the Ring of Honor post show. Always talking about Ring of Honor, so this makes the most sense. How are you today, my bro?
I am doing well. The rod building of the Fightful ROH review is back. Here to take the kids on a ski trip. I come through, unlike the white version, the black version is here, which is unlike a lot of stereotypes out there. That's true. A good black father. Shout outs to Will Washington, another great black father. But yes,
shout out to Tommy.
We're here to discuss the Ring of Honor. I don't know how I always go down these rabbit holes, but here we are.
It happens off rip every single time, and I appreciate it. That's why you're here, and that's why the game is the game. Very long Ring of Honor show today. They were like, here's like 12 matches or something right now for you guys to watch. SP3, when they do this, it's like we get to some of the matches and I'm like, they could have probably this one. They could have probably this one. Everything would have probably flowed a little bit better. I always wonder why they pack it like this. And then some weeks it's only an hour and 15. What do you think the reasoning behind putting 12 matches on this show is, in your opinion?
I think a whole bunch of people show up to the show that day and they just go, hey, we got a whole bunch of people here. Are they all going to get matches? Yup. We got to fill some Ring of Honor. We're going to fill it up. This is going to be a jam-packed Ring of Honor show.
The only thing that I feel that contradicts that is in this show, John Cruz is here. Also, somebody else. It's like, okay, he gets two matches. Why wouldn't that? I'll let it go. We'll let it pass.
You know what's funny is that when I'm watching the John Cruz matchup, I was like, wait a minute. It was like one of those moments. It was like, wait a minute. Like, you telling me, okay, this is they're probably not using the same guy anymore, right?
No.
Yep. Proven wrong.
But regardless of that, there was some good action here. I think they are trying to do a lot to advance specifically the women's television championship division and the men's television championship division also. I think there are some things that happened here. The most exciting thing I think for me is that the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships are back here on the show for however long we get to have them. I don't care however long it is. It's great for me. They were in the main event, so I felt good about that. Beyond it being a long show, how did you kind of feel about the show before we get into it?
Yeah, I think that Ring of Honor has a couple of things that are like really good right now that can kind of be like the driving forces to get people to watch the product, like your Athena and Nyla Rose. I think they're doing good job at building that feud, as well as the Dalton Castle and Johnny TV. And like you said, the Ring of Honor Women's Television Tournament, as far as like letting us know who the contenders are, who are the people that we should keep an eye on for, who's the ones gaining momentum before the tournament starts. And then they have the little stories outside of that. So I like those things, but like you said, when you have a 12 match card on a show, there's a lot of filler and a lot of fluff. But I do like some other things that they're doing, like lower on the card, like the whole Maria's baby boys versus the Spanish announce party or people. I don't know. SAP, something or another. But yeah, they're building actually lower card feuds, and that's kind of different for them. They don't always do that. Like the last time I remember them doing a non-title tag team feud had to be like the Kingdom versus Darius and Action Andretti.
Right.
So, I like it.
Yeah, I think that's probably the coolest thing that's happening in Ring of Honor, is they're focusing on that. But specifically in the women's division, they're telling like three or four stories. We're getting like, in this giant card, we are getting a bunch of women's matches too. So that is the good thing to kind of come along at the end of this. So yeah, we started the show with the tag team match in the tag team division with the Righteous. They stole my name. I want my royalties. I want my money back. One day I'm going to let y'all keep cooking, but eventually I'm going to come from what's mine. They
have a dope music video. Yo, imagine Righteous Reg. And Vincent, and then right there, you need to do some rap lyrics over there in music. Oh my God, it would be the illest music video of all time.
Okay,
we need super chats for all of that.
Look, that's the money is being made around here, and SP3 is the one dishing it out. Look, it sounds great to me. I love it. You guys, if you guys want to have this all squared away, I forget about my name being represented by y'all. And we could just do this together and be the complete Righteous. I'll join the Righteous, put on all white, and it'll be dope. The Righteous took on, this felt like, if you guys know independent wrestling around the St. Louis area, a lot of this was St. Louis. So this felt like, shout out to the homie Van Twinblade, this felt like ROH versus Glory Pro for a lot of this show. In the first match, it was the Righteous taking on a friend of the Righteous Reg realm and the BW 500, Camaro Jackson and Anaya. They had a really good showing here. The St. Louis crowd, like I said, they know about their wrestlers. They have a very strong scene out there. A lot of them were on display here. And the crowd lets you know that we are here to support our St. Louis people. The Righteous ended up getting the victory. I think coming into the ROH tag team title division now, having all these kind of established tag teams already just kind of on waiting for the Kingdom is great. The Righteous have a stake in here because they had to be in an awful 2-on-1 match with MJF. So they deserve something for that ridiculousness. And I think establishing them back in, they got Lance Archer kind of kicking in the background too, is a great spot here. How you felt about it?
Yeah, I thought this was a good opener to kind of set them up as one of the people that are gunning for the Kingdom. And plus, there's also the added story of Vincent being a former member of the Kingdom and really getting a start in Ring of Honor behind Matt Taven, and the feud they had in the latter stages of Ring of Honor was the whole reason why Bennett and Taven reunited during that last run of Ring of Honor under Sinclair. So I like that the Righteous are picking up wins. They're gaining momentum. I like the, you know, featuring the independent talent out in St. Louis, and that crowd on Collision, I mentioned that on our Collision review, was very good, and I thought they were good for this match as well.
Yeah, and the Righteous were one of the original people being like, Adam Cole's full of shit, like off rip. Like when people before the devil stuff, they were the ones like, yo, Adam Cole is lying to y'all. So they got something in this, tying it in with the Kingdom, I think is going to be a really good way to go. We followed up with the Native Beast. She was kind of all over this show. Nyla Rose causing wreckage, causing havoc. I love this. They do this in AEW/Ring of Honor, where they have these kind of established talents who aren't getting the opportunities, or maybe not the opportunities, but just like there's an overload of talent on their main show. So they'll send them over to Ring of Honor to cook. And Nyla Rose is perfect, I think, for this situation, because she's an established talent that people know and love no matter what. She's over. So bringing her in here to mingle with the division and ultimately have this match with Athena, I think is great. She was here in a match with Lainey Luck. It was a Nyla Rose match. She's been adding in comedy to her matches too, which has been hilarious. She did this fake 619 bit in this match, and
the 703
is what she called it. And she just is talking to the camera and engaging, and just like when Nyla Rose is on screen, she commands everything. And this is what this match was about. Ended it with the Nyla Rose bomb, the Beast Bomb. And I think that them establishing her as a contender here is a great move, because Athena kind of cleaned out the division over here in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, and you kind of saw that towards the end of last year after Final Battle, that they kept like putting it, or really at Final Battle was the start of it, because mm-hmm. I think on the pre-show you had Taya get a win, and then you had on the show Nyla Rose beat Vert Vixen. So you started seeing that there. They started building that, and now they've kind of really started the Nyla and Athena rivalry with that attack and that great segment that they did 2 weeks ago at the gym when Nyla surprised her with the surprise bitch. So that was great. That was great to pull that one out, which should, I mean, if they need to make new t-shirts for that catchphrase, because that's just great stuff that Nyla pulls out. And I think that this rivalry has great potential, because you already see that Nyla Rose is just so charismatic, and we want to see her on the screen. So I like the fact that she is doing what I call the OG triple OG of doing this is Tyson Kidd. Being on the main roster and taking step down and going to the lower brand and feeling like a bigger star. And that's instantly what Nyla Rose feels like in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that I like about Ring of Honor, is like we all kind of have this preconceived conception of what we think it is. Like some people have long, rich histories. We do ourselves here, SP3, of what we think it should be with the history, what it is. And really, it's just like a brand for people kind of to get reps. Somebody was talking about it in the chat. With the loss of AEW Dark and the loss of AEW Dark Elevation, they try to get me out of here online when I said that Ring of Honor is the new version of that. Realistically, it's a place for them to get reps that's not Dynamite or Collision. And some people are, as Ethan Page has been going hard about, here to not just have a little side project going on. They're going to go 100% for Ring of Honor. And I think Nyla Rose is showing that she's doing that too, which I think is very dope.
And they haven't gave it the stigma of Dark yet, where you can't tell stories, or people won't give it an attempt to care about you telling a story on Dark after a certain point. They haven't had that on Ring of Honor, because they've always at least had one or two stories going on. So it gives people like Ethan Page the opportunity to tell his story with Tony Nese. And now he's getting into the title picture. And now you got Nyla Rose going up against Athena and everything Athena's done in Ring of Honor, becoming the face of the division. So it's great that this is a place that this roster is just so robust that they have to put a couple of these people on Ring of Honor.
They're like, we don't have a choice. We have too many great wrestlers. You have to go over there because we don't have space, which is a great space to exist in for a pro wrestling company. I don't know how to wrestle, but some of them are probably like, but I want to be over there. And like, you know, just take what opportunity you got and go run with it. Next up, we had a Bay Area favorite out of San Jose, California, Aaron Solo. We haven't seen Aaron Solo on TV much often post QT Marshall being affiliated with AEW. So it's good to see him here. I think he's a very talented wrestler who deserves a little bit more. He took on a very talented, making his mark here in Ring of Honor, Zach Knight, who I think has been surprising me, SP3, legit every other week with his progression and how he kind of works. The brother is quick. The brother can strike. The brother gets it. Nice footwork. Kind of understands everything, what it is to have like just a good basic wrestling match, get a crowd that's not all the way in there all the time, kind of back into it. I thought the way that him and Solo were just striking it out, having a who's faster, who's younger, who's doper match was super fun. Zach Knight ended it with a nice elbow, just taking Solo out. I think that him coming in and not trying to ride too much off the backs of who he is and who his family is, I think is important. Just like, no, this is just a great wrestler getting an opportunity, having fun. How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, I like this matchup. I thought that Knight, he looked really good. His strikes just look very, very snug, very stiff. Like, I like that. It makes him stand out on this roster. And I thought Aaron Solo was good, like, bumping around for him. He had good heat. His offense looked good. So this worked out to be a pretty fun matchup. I think long-term, though, I think the thing for Knight is when he's, you know, gets more reps on Ring of Honor, eventually he can get a role on the AEW roster, whether it be in an act with his sister Saraya, or if Tony looks over in the ref pro, because I hate to tell y'all, the best Knight in wrestling in this family is not in AEW. It's in ref pro. It's in ref pro right now. RKJ, yes. They need to pick him up ASAP, right? Because they can have a whole Knight family kind of faction right now.
Teaming those two guys up, I think, would be a big hit, honestly, with how it's going right now. Especially if they're going to keep Knight over here in Ring of Honor with the tag team division, with how it's going. Like, yo, we might be making some money out here. Y'all need to go be looking at Rev Pro, because beyond Knight, they are cooking a lot. That's another story for another day, though.
Yeah.
Next up, we had a match that SB3 said he was excited about. It was Cole Carter and Griff Garrison taking on, I will never call them that, shout out to Joel and Jose Maximo, the real Spanish announced team. I hate it. I still hate that they call it that. So stop it. But it was Serpentico and Angelico in a match. They've been building, like you said, this has been a side story for Ring of Honor for a number of episodes now. Maria has been playing a nice role being in there. I still don't know why she did that theme thing a couple weeks ago. They kind of forgot about it, I think, but I think they're going to bring it back. These guys work well together, I think, beyond everything. They've had some singles matches. We laughed really hard last time you were on here at that backstage segment where they came falling in. So they've been telling this story for a while. This was a Ring of Honor match. I think with the new Ring of Honor and how they're establishing it and the new characters that they're trying to get over, Cole Carter, Griff Garrison, Serpentico, and Angelico are playing a big role in establishing a subset of what this kind of brand represents. So I think them building that and having that is really, really dope. The ending saw Cole Carter taking off Serpentico's mask, and then Griff Garrison hit him with the rolling elbow to the back. 1, 2, 3. How do you feel about Carter and Garrison? I think I asked you about this last time. Have they gotten more over to you with this story?
I will say that, yeah, it feels like that. They got good heat on the, you know, the stealing of the mask and the attack after the matchup, from what I heard, because there wasn't a lot of people there at that point. But from what I heard, from the people that were there, it got good heat. But man, how many times did Maria need to get on that apron?
I'm saying,
Jesus Christ.
She keeps thinking of that Carl Anderson gift. She's like, let's do it again. Let's do it again. Like, I don't think it's working anymore.
I was like, nah, let's not do that many times. It was like missed time. Like, she had to do it again. Then she did it a third time. I was like, what are we doing? Get to the point. What's the point?
I thought we edit this show too, dude. Yeah. Let's like edit that part out. Just get the last one.
I was like, what is going on? But I like the fact he took off the mask. That's how he gets the win. It gets good heat on them. They seem like they can play the cocky, young, kind of Eminem type tag team. Yes, I'm aging myself with all these references that I'm making.
All right, we're grandpas on this show, I guess.
Johnny
KRS-One. Yeah,
I'm talking about Johnny Nitro with Johnny TV's on the same episode. They're the new version of Eminem. Yes.
Okay,
without Melina doing splits, Melina's the mom.
I like it. I like it. I think they are in need for a gear change. They just look too basic. Like, and that's not that. I think they're better than what their gear represents. If that makes any sense, you know what I mean?
They need matching gear. Not just the matching colors, because they still feel like two individuals that are put together. If they have the matching gear, I think that will also help them. And it also helps with the whole gimmick that they're trying to get across, because commentary was going heavy on getting across that, oh, they're a team, they're coming together.
Right.
And then, like, all of this, like, they were going hard. Oh, Maria's baby boys. Like they announced it, didn't even announce them as Maria's baby boys. That's like commentary. Yeah. Ian and Caprice going into business for themselves, giving them the tag team name Maria's baby boys. So have them dress alike. Have your baby boys dress alike.
Maybe thinking about it, it's really just Griff Garrison's gear. You got to get some elbow pads or some knee pads or something, man. It looks like you look naked out there a little bit. Like I see, I understand. Like I get it. Like there's a market, there's a look, but maybe just switch it up a little bit. It takes me out.
It's like early days Chuck Palumbo.
Yeah, exactly.
Very early days Chuck Palumbo. And it's even like Chuck realized I got to put on some knee pads.
I mean, look what they did to him. They were like, "All right, I guess we'll put you with Billy Gunn. It's crazy out here."
That's when he got into WWE. I'm talking about WCW Chuck Palumbo when he didn't have the
Yeah.
Then when he came to WWE, it was like, let's just use some elbow pads.
When he was running with meat.
Yeah.
The wrestler meat before
he
was meat.
Prime time players. All the references.
Wow. We are taking them back. They're like, what are these fools talking about?
Above average Mike Sanders.
The end of WCW, the new blood. It's crazy. Those are some wild times, man. Things like, if you started watching WCW in like 95 and 96 and what it ended up being in 2000, you're like, in 4 years do you? Another story for another day. Let's move on. We're back in Ring of Honor. Next up, we had the Outrunners, a very popular tag team. I like how they had focused on tag team wrestling here. The Outrunners, I think, are... I don't know if they... Do they need a win, SB3?
The Outrunners, I think that they are like... They're kind of like 2.0. I think they are going to be as over as they're going to be. So they don't need that many wins.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's kind of how I went. Like, it's like these guys, what they represent, they're over and you know, who they are. But like, do they ever need to win? They took on homie Willie Mack and every time I see it, it's always funny. The GCW World Champion, Blake Christian, in a really fun match. I think that these guys, randomly putting Willie Mack and Blake Christian together is interesting. It happens on Ring of Honor here where they're like, all right, we have two fun wrestlers that people like. Let's pair them together and see how it works out. They're trying to overload this tag team division. That's why I'm like, should they have put a makeshift tag team of Christian and Willie Mack over the Outrunners like they did here? Willie Mack and Blake Christian are really over and they should get these victories here, especially with how they're building them up in Ring of Honor. But should they have beat the established tag team, who I think would make more sense to maybe start putting them over so they can also help the division?
I think it's because they're setting up babyface tag teams for the Kingdom right now. So they keep the Kingdom getting their heat, being the heel tag team champions. I think they need to set up some of these makeshift tag teams to get a couple of wins, get some momentum. And Willie Mack and Blake Christian kind of played that role here. Or as I'm calling them, Mackhart.
Mackhart. Okay, that's not that bad. That's a pretty good tag team, man, for the guys. They got the victory here, and I think that Blake Christian is interesting because I think he could really get over here if they kind of invested in him. It seems like they're interesting in him. This show today, they put over some people that they don't usually put over. It was interesting in some of the results, and that's how I felt about this one. Next up, they've been doing these multi-women matches the last couple of weeks. I think we had an 8-women tag match last week. This week, we got a 6-women tag match. It was Lady Frost, Kira Hogan, Trisha Dora taking on Taya Valkyrie, Layla Gray, and Diamante. All these ladies are contenders for the Ring of Honor Women's Television Championship. So they keep putting them in matches together to kind of show you what stories they want to tell moving forward, get you used to these ladies working together, and just kind of prep us for what this... they haven't even announced if it's going to be a tournament or what it's going to be for this championship. We're just all kind of assuming that it's going to be a tournament because they're introducing us to the ladies in the match. This was great. I thought all these ladies are really fantastic in their roles. The heels got the win here, which I thought was interesting. Maybe off the backs of the babyfaces getting the win a couple weeks ago. Taya, I think it maybe makes even more sense that Taya is getting a shot against Deonna on Dynamite. That probably makes the most sense as to why their team won. But the role that she's playing here, I like that they're reestablishing her because she's a main event women's talent. Like when she came in and they weren't making her one of the most you know, top women of the promotion. I was like, well, Taya is a world champion, like around the world, they should do it. Now they're doing it. They put her with Johnny TV, who has been tremendous in his role with Dalton Castle, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But I think they're kind of established Taya again, putting her in there with Deonna this week. I think it's going to be great for her brand, great for both of their brands. How did you feel about this women match? Because these women are the ones coming up. Trish being the one to take the pin. I still don't know what the hell they're doing with Trish Adora. Another story. I could talk for 5 hours on this podcast about what they're doing.
It's like Trish Adora is the new Willow Nightingale. Like, is she getting the Willow treatment of 2023 right now? Like, that's how it feels. But Trish Adora was the MVP of this damn matchup. I thought when she came in, she brought a lot of energy to this matchup. All of her suplexes, that the German suplex from her knees was the highlight of this matchup for me. I like the heel side getting the win, and I like it being Diamante who got the win, even though I thought it would make more sense if Taya got the win, because, you know, you want to get her some momentum before she versus Deonna Purrazzo. But so we'll see how that works out. But I agree with you. I love the fact Taya and Johnny TV were on Dynamite this week, because instantly when they were on screen together, I was like, yeah, this works for it both of them. That, like, people need to realize those two together are the best for both of them. Their best runs of their career. Like, if you look at Taya, Impact. Her being the longest reigning Knockouts world champion, who was that alongside? Johnny. Her in Lucha Underground when she came up and became a star over there, next to Johnny. Triple A, when Johnny came over there, her career went to the next level. Like, everywhere they go, the only place that didn't do that was WWE, and we saw how that went for her. So let's just, Tony, guys, let's just put her with Johnny, and instantly... They have instant chemistry. They are like the Earth 2 Seth and Becky of a married couple that has 100% chemistry, unlike Becky and Seth, who have no chemistry together on screen.
Yeah, exactly. They should never be an on-screen couple opposite of what Johnny TV and Taya represent. And especially with Johnny TV, the confidence that he has standing next to Taya is like, you have to, why would you not put him next to her in every situation? Like, he's not like this in any other situation. He's 100% him, the best he wants to be when he's next to her. Put him next to her every time. That's just a winning formula. They figured it out, I think. Good. And later in the show, we might as well get into it later in the show.
Oh my god, this is I'm gonna preface this segment of the show, the best part of
Lexi Nair is backstage with Jerry Lynn. They're gonna, you know, get into some ROH business. Dalton Castle in the background is running into a locker room door. Lexi's like, yo, Dalton, what the hell are you doing? Dalton's like, again, I have to get Johnny TV. He's ruining my life. I'm breaking down this door right now to kick his ass. Jerry Lynn's like, you can't come in.
To rip his face off.
Jerry Lynn's like, you can't interrupt interviews, dude. I'm talking, conducting business here. He's hysterical, Dalton Castle is. So Jerry Lynn has to slap him. Immediately after, Johnny TV comes out and says, you can't face me until you're TV ready. Johnny TV hits a split. He said,
I got a split.
He hits a split and is dragged out backwards while in split formation. Split, drag, back. You have to see it with your own eyes. Another week in a row, Johnny TV steals the thing. Last week he was doing parkour randomly. This week he glides out like James Brown. SP3, what? These guys don't have a championship. They just got time, and they are having one of the best feuds of Ring of Honor. What is this?
We have, folks, the replacement for Athena and Billy Starks is Dalton Castle and Johnny TV, which is the highlight every week now, because Dalton Castle coming out. Like, I just explained it to people that knew who Dalton Castle was, but not watching Ring of Honor. And I was like, yeah, Dalton does the same entrance, but he's depressed and he's eating a sandwich, and it instantly made someone want to watch it. Yeah. Like, that's how good this stuff is. It's so good. If you understand Dalton Castle's character and you see this big change to him and you see the effect Johnny's having on him, and then the backstage segment, the inclusion of Lexi Nair, who's one of their best backstage, like, interviewers that they've ever had in AEW, Ring of Honor.
It's just all happening backstage too is the craziest part, SP. Like, yeah, they haven't even been in the ring. This isn't even really about a match. These guys are doing skits and shenanigans, and I'm 100% invested.
I'm all here for it. Give me more of this. But the split, oh my God. I was like, wait, how did he do that? Like, I had to rewind it back. I was like, wait, how did he do that?
I want to know who pitched this idea. I have so many questions. I have so like, many then I'll questions. Come out, and then I'll say I got a split, then I'll do a split, and I'll just go backwards out of there. And then Taya will come out with her face and say, ha-ha, this was amazing. 100%, 10 out of 10, whoever booked it, great job. Just a great way to continue these guys' feud with these skits, and they're knocking out of the park. Dalton Castle is like trying to get an Oscar at this point. It's nuts.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Love, they have so much chemistry together too. So yeah, this has been great.
And like I said, no championship. This is just vibes. That's what's great about these two guys. Next up, we had a promo with Rachel Ellering and Layla Hirsch. They're talking about, again, like I said, the Ring of Honor television, women's television championship. They're talking strategies. Rachel Ellering got a little snide comment of, I know how to beat you because I've been watching you. Or the best way to beat you is someone who's been watching you and knows your every move. They ended up getting sushi together. This was, how do you feel about this little story that they're telling? There's a side story too with Maria, who hasn't been as involved the last couple of weeks. But where do you see, where does this land with you?
I'm okay with the story. I'm not like, I don't love it. I don't hate it. I'm just fine with it.
Yeah,
I think both ladies are very talented in the ring. But like I just said, the Dalton and Johnny TV and Daya segment, so much chemistry, so much charisma on the screen. And then there was this segment.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, exactly. You see that and then you're like, oh, this is like chemistry, the max, like these guys could be married together forever. And then you see the total opposite of that. Of like, oh, these two people are together.
I was like, wow.
Like, oh, I know why Maria was involved, because she was like the glue holding this.
Yeah, she was the one that was bringing the charisma into this whole thing. And I mean, they didn't really even finish that part of the story. They just kind of, oh, Layla realized she was a jerk. Oh, wow.
That was it. Maria just stopped showing up.
That was it. Like, there was no payoff to that. It was like, Maria. Oh my God, Maria's a horrible person. Oh, well, let's stop hanging out with her. Okay, yeah. All right,
she's not our friend. She's been lying to her. All right, cool. All right, you're right.
You know what? You're right. We should just be friends. Okay, cool.
Very silly. I don't know.
I wish it was like, I wish life was that simple, man. That would be great.
Yeah, just like, oh, 3 weeks ago we were best friends. Now I don't know that person. I don't think it works like that, but in wrestling it does. Next up, we had a six-man tag. It was the Iron Savages and Jack Jameson. They're good. You know what they talk about, butts and
Titty City.
Titty City and all the things, but they're always talking about each other when they're, it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
They took on the Infantry and Lee Johnson. The Infantry is so interesting because it keeps feeling like they want to push them. And like the way that they're presented, I love it. Their entrance, how they look, everything. I thought them being with Trish Loved all of it. Some weeks they want them to be contenders and people that we care about. And then other weeks it feels like they don't. They're just like kind of representing the same thing that the Outrunners do, which sounds crazy as hell. So I just, I don't know. And then also Lee Johnson, who I thought they were building him up. And then that week when Christopher Daniels beat him, and I was like, what? I don't understand what happened here. They're trying to, I think, establish them back. I don't know what they're doing with the ROH six-man championships. I don't know what's going on here. But Lee Johnson and the Infantry got the win. Lee Johnson has been improving tremendously. Like I continue to say, every single week he looks great. I think he could be put into one of these title contentions, maybe even the Pure Championship, wherever that is existing in the world. He could be put into any of these divisions and I think kind of shine. And the Infantry need to be in the tag team division. Give them some more to do.
Yeah, give them a feud. I thought they did really well with the Kingdom feud that they did last year. So just give them something to sink their teeth into, like the lower card teams. Have them feud with Maria's baby boys next if you have to. So, yeah, there's stuff for them to do. I was really impressed with Carly Bravo here. I thought he was really good when he came in for his hot tag. I thought he was the standout, and I thought he even looked better to me than Lee Johnson in this one. So I would love to see Carly Bravo get more opportunities, more reps, even maybe in some singles matches.
Carly Bravo, I think, has been improving. Another one that's been improving tremendously. And the confidence that he has, it grows every single week. And I think his confidence is on max right now. That's why it's shining out on the screen. They might have to give Carly a couple of the singles runs too, because I think he has something even more to show than what he's just been showing with the Infantry. And shout out to the captain, of course, always the best, the greatest of all time. Next up, we had a women's match. Red Velvet, they're establishing also for this women's television division. I think since she's been back SP3, she's been legit cooking in every single match. They put her in positions for a reason. And I think that she's matured and grown into this veteran role off of this injury, which I think is amazing. She took on Heather Reckless here. Heather Reckless has been featured on Ring of Honor a couple times. She's an independent wrestling standout. Red Velvet has been utilizing the old Trouble in Paradise. She's a big New Day fan, and we all are. And I think that her new little finisher is pretty impressive, and everything that she's representing right now is impressive. If she won the television championship, I wouldn't be mad one bit. I think her coming on, having one of these Kyle Fletcher type of runs where every week she just has a dope match would be good for her brand.
Yeah, she's one of those kind of day one AEW ladies on this roster. So I like that she's over here. She's someone that I wouldn't even mind challenging Athena for the AEW Women's World Championship. Awesome. So I like her picking up the win here, and I love her using Trouble in Paradise and calling it in the mix. That is awesome.
SOS, baby. I love it. It's a great move. And shout out to Kofi Kingston. He's one of the greatest of all times. Next up, we had our homegirl, Nyla Rose, is back causing havoc backstage. For some reason, Lexi interrupts Nyla dumping all of Athena's gear into a trash can because she said we're doing some spring cleaning. Nyla believes that Athena's gone forever. She's never coming back. She took her out at the gym. And Nyla doesn't think anything of Athena. She thinks that's the last of her. And Lexi's like, yo, no, you're tripping. Like, Lexi's standing up to Nyla, which I think is crazy. Like, yo, Nyla's going to murder you. Lexi, why are you doing this? But that's how down Lexi is for her minionship and her homie Billy Starks and Athena. Intern or somebody comes in trying to interrupt Nyla, and she tricks him into standing on a table.
No, it was the cameraman. Remember?
Oh, it was the cameraman. Yeah.
She says, Lexi, go.
I'm like, what? I turned down around for 2 seconds. I'm like, who is this guy? She tricks the cameraman into getting on a table to take a photo from the top of a table, and then she power bombs him through a table. I can't believe he fell for that. It's just like
she wanted to do the ceiling challenge, and then he says it's pretty unsafe up there. She says, "Yeah, I know." Power bombs him through the table. Nyla Rose was awesome in this segment. Oh, this was the second best segment of the night. The best segments on the night were all, like you said, Reg, all backstage.
Somebody, whoever's producing backstage is really cooking. Nyla Rose power bombs the cameraman through the table, calls out Billy Starks. I mean, Billy Starks is on alert right now. you better tell Athena to come back and watch your back, because if Nyla Rose is after you, that does
she
not.
She says she's the new minion overlord.
Yeah.
She trademarked it.
She took the reins of Athena's job. Athena rightfully is out having a vacation. She's the MVP of Ring of Honor, has been for a long time. But you're going to want to come back and help your people, because it's getting scary out here. That same person that Nyla Rose called out, Billy Starks, is here in action next against another St. Louis standout. Big fan. The crowds were into her. Tootie Lynn, another Glory Pro standout. If you guys haven't seen Tootie Lynn, she's tremendous. It's heart and soul. You would get into her match and want her to win more than anything. But Billy Starks is on a mission. If Nyla Rose is after you, you have to be 100%. You have to be watching your back, and you have to be on point. She wins here with the Starks Swanton Bomb to get the victory. Billy Starks, off the backs of losing to Athena at Final Battle, I think has been looking even more confident, which sounds crazy, has been looking even better, sharper in the ring, and has improved tenfold in just a month and a half or so. So I think this is a good position for her, who's also a contender for that championship, SB3. How's Starks having you feeling at this time?
I think she's definitely one of the favorites for the women's TV title tournament, because she was viewed as the favorite to kind of dethrone Athena before. So you would think that they would want the number one minion to be the first women's TV champion. I like this aggressive side to Billy. She just seems more confident and has a lot more poise in the ring. So I've been liking what I've been seeing from her since Final Battle.
Yep. Excited for you, Billy Starks. Keep cooking. You guys, coming up immediately after SP3 and I talk the rest of this Ring of Honor show, it's going to be Joel and Cresta talking TNA. They look like they're having a tremendous run right now. The matches have been insane. The production looks great. Everything looks good. So definitely stick around for them. We're going to get into a few of these super chats before we move forward, just to make sure we get them done and read. Patrick says, now ROH is doing overruns. Yeah, I don't.
Get a longer overrun than Dynamite. Dang.
I know, seriously. It's like, you can do whatever amount of time you want on this show, but you could have cut 15 minutes off of this minimum.
Yeah, you could have cut a match or two or three
or four. If he would have dropped four, we wouldn't even have known.
Exactly.
Well, homie Will Chisholm says, got to show some love to the brothers. This is how I know I'm old. I show my daughter old ROH. She didn't like it, but she liked this ROH. Forget her.
Yo, Will's a real one. He's
listen.
My ROH.
I'm saying it's not what I know. Not the history. Those daughters like, hey, bro, they cooking over here though.
Like Cole Carter, though. She's like, straight up. She's like, bump that Nitro McGinnis, Cole
I'm
Carter.
Saying. And then our homie Meet Norma says, give Nyla everything. She's a monster and hilarious. They should have never put her with Vicky. Yeah. I don't. No comment. Nyla is back. She's cooking. But yeah, it's one of those situations of like the reason they never should have put her with Vicky is because, as we can see, she could talk for herself. She doesn't need anyone to talk for. I want her to talk more than I want anybody else to talk. So why would they pair her up with somebody?
But and it's like understand. Everybody they paired Vicky with didn't need Vicky. Andrade didn't need Vicky.
No.
Like Nyla didn't need Vicky. It's like,
no. Damn. But I get it. She was a name. She represented something. Next up, we had ROH favorite very recently here, Ethan Page. He is coming for Kyle Fletcher and that Ring of Honor World Television Championship. I think this, I don't know how I feel, because it's like he came in wanting the Ring of Honor World Championship, and he didn't really get to execute that plan. And with how the Ring of Honor World Championship is in the Triple Crown with Eddie Kingston now, that there's not an emphasis on it at all, honestly. They're not telling the story on this show at all. And I feel like, damn, we had a Final Battle without the Ring of Honor World Championship, and that still hurts me. So it's like, I'm glad that Ethan is switching focus and still trying to be essentially the top guy of Ring of Honor. Just hurts that it's not for the Ring of Honor World Championship, right?
I hope that they figure out something to give us, like, even if it's an AEW Continental Crown Championship matchup at Super Card of Honor. Because if you're having He's still having these Ring of Honor pay-per-views without a Ring of Honor World Championship matchup or something to replace that. Yeah, it's not going to feel the same.
I mean, if Bryan Danielson is that supercard, like that's
the, that's how you bring the feels to anything. That's how Final Battle we was able to be like, all right, it's all right.
We can let anything pass. Bryan Danielson here. All right, I'll let this one pass. I think it's an easy way out. And yeah. Tony Khan knows that though. He does. I mean, we're seeing right now sitting Yuji Nagata on Saturday. We know what time it is.
It's like I'm going against Royal Rumble. You Nagata, you want to come over? You want to come over with
Brian? Who do you want to wrestle? Yuji Nagata. Okay, cool. They'll love that. Yeah, we do love that. We can't wait.
We're sickos. Yes, that's us.
Sicko alert. After that was that Lexi Page and Lexi Nair and Dalton Castle thing. Very dope. After that, we had Robin Renegade taking on the debuting in ring Abaddon. They have been establishing themselves here on the show just by coming out and being like, Abaddon's here to murder all of you guys when it's time. Be ready. They finally put them in a ring against Robin Renegade. I don't know where Charlotte is. Charlotte injured? Have they said?
It seems like that because we've only been seeing Robin. So I'm going to assume that Charlotte. Yeah,
because the last like 3 or 4 weeks, Robin's been either in like a multi-women match or something, not with her tag team partner. And I just want to see them. I think that's a tag team that they need to have as a tag team on the show because the Renegades are great and bring back the Hex. Every time I talk about Ring of Honor tag team, I'm like, yo, why isn't the Hex? We saw him on the show, put him on the show. But they had a fun match. Abaddon is a character that people want to get behind. Every time they're presented on TV, fans are like, we love Abaddon. The crowd's into it. It's like, I don't understand why they only bring them out for the spooky shit. But like, it's a spooky character, but like, they could be, it doesn't have to be Halloween for us to see Abaddon. And I'm like that they're establishing them in this division because I think it's a needed thing. More characters, more stuff like this in the division.
And more reps. Yes, I want to see Abaddon more often. They are very talented. They have a unique character that stands out wherever they are. So I like them on the Ring of Honor roster. I like them in the women's TV title tournament as well, because I think they're going to be like the dark horse in the tournament.
Definitely, definitely. You guys coming up very soon is Joel and Cresta with the Impact Wrestling Show. We got post show. We got a couple of more matches before you guys get into that. Up next, we had the aforementioned John Cruz. You didn't see him earlier in the show. This is the first time that you've seen him against California's own from Sacramento, California. He cartwheels his way into your heart. Jack Cartwheel. How do you feel about Jack Cartwheel, SP3? I've seen him many times before locally in small independent shows. So to see him get this opportunity in Ring of Honor is great. Got his first victory. We've seen him on Ring of Honor a couple of times. Anytime someone that's like not signed or like establishing like this gets a victory, it's always like, what does that mean? What is that? So this kind of felt like that today. So how do you feel about Jack Cartwheel?
You know what rang my bell that I was like, oh, he signed a deal. I'm gonna be the Sean Ross
victory mean that?
No. You know what I got? You know how I said it before the victory. You know how I knew he got a video wall. He got a whole video wall. New music. I was like, yeah, he got that per appearance deal. That's why we didn't see the All Elite graphic, but definitely got that per appearance deal because he got a video wall and a win back to back. So. Yeah,
I'm like, have they done a video wall for someone who's not signed? I don't know.
Y'all should just be on the lookout for the FIFA Select extras coming up. John's gonna do his due diligence.
This is SP3. Don't put nobody else on the line. Exactly.
That's what I said. Sean got to do the due diligence. I am a tea leaf reader. That's what I do. That's what I do on this. When I do podcasts, I just put the tea leaves together. Oh, this is connected. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
2 + 2 = 4. Okay, cool.
It's just dots, man. Especially as wrestling fans, that's just how we do it. So, yeah, really cool stuff. And if Jack Cartwheel did do that, shout out to Jack Cartwheel. Yeah. Next up was a very hard-hitting brawl. Anthony Henry, I think them establishing the workhorsemen in these singles matches, I think is cool. JD Drake had a really fun one with Hangman a couple weeks ago, as we know, on this show. Anthony Henry took on the water drinkingest person in the whole world, young action, hydrated Andretti, who drank a little bit of water during his match. Action Andretti has been an interesting journey. They've establishing him with Top Flight. I thought they were going to be a six man, but they got Top Flight as a tag team, mixing it up with Private Party, mixing it up with the Young Bucks this week. So Action Andretti's here in singles action. He gets the victory against Anthony Henry. Anthony Henry is really good for these short, like, you give Anthony Henry 8 minutes and you say, just go nuts. He's great for stuff like that. So I thought this was a really fun match. Action Andretti could be established in one of these singles divisions too, if needed be. So nothing too egregious here, right?
Yeah, he's one of the guys I could see like in the TV title tournament. I just don't understand why hydration is his gimmick, but that's,
I don't. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Drinking a big bottle of water.
That's his gimmick.
I didn't know that could be a gimmick, but you know, watching TikTok videos and stuff, kids like that shit. Like,
this is for the kids. I'm not a kid anymore.
They start selling Action Andretti water bottles at the show.
Oh, dear God. Don't give him ideas.
What you mean, man? Like, everybody's trying to make money here.
It's true.
Actually, Andretti hit a split leg of moonsault for the win. That was dope. Then we had a four-way, four-corner survival. Rocky Romero, Slim J, Josh Woods, and JD Drake. Just four guys beating the crap out of each other. JD Drake, like I said, he's been in this workhorseman thing. They could be a tag team being established too for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships if needed be, but they got him here and here. Josh Woods, I don't know what the hell they're doing with him. He should be in the pure division. Seems like they established him. They said he was going to beat Shibata, then they just totally forgot about it. Slim J plays a really good role here too. And Rocky Romero is the unsung hero of all professional wrestling. Only good words ever needs to be spoken about him. He got the win here. Well deserved. There's a lot of stuff we would never see or never happen if it wasn't for him. So shout out to Rocky Romero.
God bless Rocky Romero, the real Forbidden Door, the man opened the door for everything in the U.S. for New Japan Pro Wrestling. I don't care what anybody says. Shout out to Rocky Romero, a Ring of Honor OG. So I liked him getting the win here, and I was very surprised he got the win here because I looked at the four of these guys and I was like, well, Josh Woods is the only one that regularly gets wins, so I guess he wins. But this is a cool opportunity, like you said earlier, to give someone new a win, and it got Rocky a win here, who's always having good matches, whether it's on AEW Rampage, AEW Dynamite, a Collision, or here on Ring of Honor, and this was another good matchup. And like you said, everybody played their roles well.
Yeah, these guys are being established for the television title, maybe the pure title. There's so many things you could kind of do here. Really fun match to kind of do it. And to end the show, we had the Proving Ground match for the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships. The Kingdom took on Gringo Loco and Gravity. Gravity looked better than I've seen him for most weeks, which is an improvement, but I'm still like, of all the great luchadors you have, I don't know if we should be seeing Gravity. No shade to him. It's just like, you got a locker room full of the best in the world, and on the ladder of luchadors, he falls pretty low. But Gringo Loco's the base god, one of the best basers, one of the best flyers, one of the best everything there is in wrestling right now. So to see him here, I think is great. But the Kingdom is here. They are angry. They are being who I thought they should be a year ago, the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions. They win here with the spiked pile driver, and they look good. I like the theme. I like everything. I like that how they presented post this Joker angle. The rest of them, that's another story for another day. But I do like what the Kingdom are doing.
You said it's a story for another day, but that's all I could think of is that, man, it's nice to see the Kingdom being booked effectively somewhere. The Undisputed Kingdom, because they got a great theme song. The t-shirts look good, but I feel like they have been fumbling this whole angle since week one. When you had Cole say he's going to, Wardlow's going to relinquish the title, hand it over to him, it was like, damn, you done teased the breakup. Oh, you done
already
one of the members leaving the group on week one.
And you can't even stand up. I almost ripped my pants off. I'm like, this guy can't even stand up. Why are you the leader or something, dude?
Then week two, week one, they told us, oh, we're going after all these titles. We're going after all these titles. Week two, They didn't care Orange Cassidy had a match on Dynamite. They didn't care Samoa Joe had come out, and all the other challengers who wanted to get a shot at Samoa Joe came out, except for Wardlow. Then week three, you get Roddy come out and challenge Orange Cassidy, not for next week, not for 2 weeks. No, he says, I'm going to make you think about it. That only works if you're the champion, sir. That does not work. And this group definitely needs wins. Championships. What are you doing? No one's buying Revolution for Roderick Strong versus Orange Cassidy. It's going to be a great match, but no one's going to buy a ticket or a pay-per-view buy for that matchup. And I guarantee you, they would be more interested in that damn matchup if Orange Cassidy, the former champion, was going after Roderick Strong. Maybe we would have a damn chance with this group. What the hell? I was like, oh, after the whole devil storyline got broken down, I was like, oh, here comes the good part. Here comes He's triggered. Undisputed Kingdom. Here comes the good part. No. It's been DOA. What are we doing?
I feel so sorry for Wardlow. Like I said last night on the post show, change his name, change his gear, change his look, change everything. Have Wardlow come out on Wednesday and say, stop calling me Wardlow. My name is my real name. That's it. This has been the Ring of Honor post show. SP3, dude, you're so cool for joining me. We're about to bring our friends for the Impact post show. This is how you end a Ring of Honor post show with one of us ranting. I let SP3 take the reins here. That's how the Undisputed Kingdom gets us, because what are y'all doing? Another story for another day, though. We appreciate y'all. We're bringing our friends in. Joel Pearl's here. Cresta's here.
SP3 had a lot to say on this evening, Your Honor.
You okay, sir? I don't think he's okay, Joel.
I wanted this to be good. I love
how Reg is like, oh, yeah, and Wardlow should come out, and he should be like, this is my real name. His real name is Michael Wardlow, for Christ's sake.
Damn, drag her. Got her. Do you even watch wrestling, Reg?
I need the first name, too, Joel. I need the Michael, okay? It's not enough
for me.
Don't have
Michael on
you. Oh, now I take him serious. His name's Michael.
Mikey Wardlow, come on.
Did you just say Mikey Wardlow?
Mikey Wardlow.
Okay, you guys, tell me about Chris Bay and Kevin Knight before I get up out of here.
Buddy, I saw this match live and I said, this is good. Go out of your way. Go out of your way to watch it. It was really fantastic stuff.
Kevin Knight looked beefy here. He looked like he was in the gym. Yeah, he looked like he was putting in work. These two have a chemistry. That match was fantastic. And shout outs to Kevin Knight and Ace Austin for one, Kevin Knight coming out by himself, and two, Ace Austin not cheating.
Baby cases. Hey, you know what the big news is? Mustafa Ali's coming to TNA.
I've been seeing it in the chat.
They hit us with the Marvel finish at the end of the night.
I loved it.
Flash, and then they brought out the Ali promo. Nice.
I didn't see it. I turned off to be here on time, so that's what I get for showing up early.
TNA on Spike TV. It's a right here for WWE.
We're back, baby.
We back, we up. Ann Okada was on TNA tonight. What are you talking about? We was good. We was up tonight.
I'm about to watch that.
I'm about to watch TNA right now. Yeah.
SP3, thanks for joining us. You guys have a great show. Everybody in the chat, y'all are the best. I'm about to go watch this TNA show. Y'all are cool.
You'll have fun.
Later, guys.
Take care.
Good night.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.